Kari Anderson, and welcome to May's Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with MusicComp, the online mentoring program. This month, we'll meet Eileen Kocher-Lakota, a junior at Burlington High School. We'll hear her song, The Old Man of the Sea, in a few minutes. Eileen has been part of MusicComp since she was in the fourth grade, getting started after she saw her older sister writing her own music. Since that time, Eileen has written for a number of different ensembles.
I've written a lot of string quartets recently. Those are interesting since I do play violin, so I know all the different things that string instruments can do. So I usually try and incorporate a lot of those, like pizzicato, and just I like getting the different textures that the different instruments have. I've also written some full orchestra pieces. I've written two, and those are difficult because, like with a string quartet, there's only four instruments, so you can kind of change the direction of the piece very quickly, whereas with a full orchestra, it's kind of very clunky and you kind of have to move the entire thing and it takes a while to move it.
Eileen's most recent orchestral work pushed her musical boundaries in unexpected ways when she had to write for a group of her peers.
I wrote a piece called Hidden Mountains for the Green Mountain Youth Symphony, and they just played it. And that was very exciting because, you know, usually I don't really have to worry about the piece because it's going to be played by professionals. So as long as it's, like, you know, not incredibly difficult, they can usually handle it. Whereas this one, I had to make sure that everything was playable, which was difficult for some instruments since I really have no idea what's playable on them and what's not.
Incidentally, Eileen has inadvertently joined the ranks of Edward Elgar, Benjamin Britten, and other great composers who have turned back to their childhood notebooks for inspiration.
Apparently, I wrote very small melodies when I was learning violin, which I didn't know, but my mom showed me a little book that I'd written them in, and I actually used that as the basis for one of my songs, a four-bar melody. I don't think I only had three notes in it. Of course, I played around with it a little bit, but yeah, I used that as the basis of the melody for one of my string quartets. I really liked writing them in very odd time signatures, which I've kind of gotten away from now, because it's easier for musicians if they're not in, like, 9-7 or any weird numbers.
Eileen pushed her musical vocabulary even further when the opportunity to write for voice and piano arose.
I had never written anything for voice before, and that was one of the options that year. They'd mostly in the fall, the ones I'd done before, they just had brass and percussion, and this one they also had voice, and I was just like, wow, you know, I should try doing this because I love listening to musicals, so this was a chance to kind of use that interest as well. So I just went through all these poetry books we had, because we have a lot of poetry books, and I found this book that was my great-great-grandmother's or something. I was going through the book, and I wasn't sure, but this one's okay, this one might work, this one. And I found this one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the one I'm going to have to do.
The poem was The Old Man of the Sea by American poet James Whitcomb Riley, and it stood out for Eileen both for its words and for its musical characteristics.
I really liked its rhythm. It had like a very definite rhythm of it, and I could almost hear the music already when I was reading it. I kind of felt like it had a flow that it had to fit. I decided I wanted to use that. I liked it because it sounds very bouncy or like happy, but then you read further into the words and you're like, oh, this really isn't as cheerful as I thought it was.
Eileen said that her composition process for The Old Man of the Sea was very different than her normal way of working out musical ideas. Working with the poetry immediately gave her a vision for the sound world of the piece.
Usually I just kind of am playing around with like different rhythms or different like melodic lines that I like. And The Old Man of the Sea was very different since I already had this very concrete idea of what the piece was going to be. Sometimes I don't even know where the piece is going to go. Is it going to start out slow? Is it going to start out fast? Is it going to be minor? Is it going to be major? I just kind of play around with that. And then once I get something I like, I kind of choose which instrument I like it best in, and then that's where I go from.
There was also a catch with the songwriting software that Eileen used.
The program I use online, it doesn't give you any words when it's singing, so they only use ah. So it was actually really nice to actually hear the real words being sung instead of just ahs the entire time. And it kind of sounds like ah and then ha. And so it kind of felt like halfway through it's like they're laughing at you, and it's just really weird to listen to it. So I actually didn't write it in the voice program. I wrote it for cello, in the cello, and then I transferred it right at the end because I couldn't stand it after the first day.
I asked Eileen if studying music was in her future, and she said yes, although it's just one of her passions.
I'm not sure what I want to study because I actually also really like math. So I'm looking at schools that are good in both, which is difficult, but it narrows it down very quickly.
When Eileen says she likes math, she's being modest. As a junior, she's currently taking Calculus 2 at UVM, with plans to explore even further into advanced math in her senior year. Well, if it's music or math or both, we can only expect great things from Eileen Kocher-Lakota, May's Student Composer Showcase. Here's her piece, The Old Man of the Sea, based on the poetry of James Whitcomb Riley, and it's performed here by baritone Eric Brooks and pianist David Feuerzeig.
Sit on the throne of your shoulders alone. I'm the old.